What's up? 4:50 a.m. Got up at 4. My body is screaming in protest. I'm applying everything I've got. I cannot do better than this. You know what I mean? Like, all in is all in, but besides that, what's going on? What's the dealio? What's the trillio? What's happening? 4 a.m., I circle the dates in my calendar. My goal is to get every fucking day of the month circled in red. Thinking about a warehouse, thinking about getting a dog, keep me company. I might live in the warehouse for a while. Just shut off all the noise, shut off all of the exterior noise, singularly focused. Is it an obsession or a commitment or a relentless drive? I mean, I want insane goals. I have insane goals. I want an insane lifestyle. That's going to require insane discipline and insane work ethic, and we know this. I'm just repeating myself. It's repetition. We're doing reps. Going to the gym, we're doing reps. Man, exhausting. Alarm goes off, body screaming. You want to fall back asleep. Something in the back of my mind, something deep within my soul ignites. I say, no, you got to get up. You have to get up. You want to get up. And, I feel like the more I talk about it, the more powerful it becomes. I use the 5-second rule. I count down in my head, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. You know what I mean? And interestingly enough, it kind of evaporates the exhaustion, at least for a split second. And in that split second, I'm like, sit up. You know what I mean? I have like caffeine on my nightstand. Like, I have 5-hour energy drinks within arm's reach, you know what I mean? And if I have to grab one, then I'm slamming it because there's no going back. There's no going back. I'm not going back to my old lifestyle, you know? I'm not going back to some commission job. I'm not going back to girls who can't do anything for me. I'm not going back to a shitty diet of fast food. I eat the same thing every fucking day, right? I go to Subway. This is the best thing you can get for the money and for the time. Subway opens at 7 a.m. I get the steak, egg, and cheese, or the bacon, egg, and cheese. I put on a flatbread. It's palatable. It's bland. It doesn't taste that great. I might put mayonnaise or ranch or Chipotle Southwest or something to that extent. Maybe barbecue sauce. I'll try that. But I eat the same shit every morning. You know what I mean? And yeah, it cost me $5.89 plus tax, $6.23, something like that. And it's about 900 to 1,000 calories. When you're eating 2,000 to 2,500 calories, you don't get that many choices. So I already eat 1,000 in the morning, and then you got another 1,000, another 1,500. What do I eat? I eat chicken that I put on my George Foreman grill, and brown rice and vegetables or whatever. But that's pretty much what I eat every day. My stomach is definitely shrinking. Love handles are almost gone at this point. I think ETA to perfect abs, about 4 months. I'm generous with myself. You know, in the past, I'm always like, how fast can I get it done? How fast can I get it done? And I would overshoot or underestimate the amount of time it would take. Listen, 4 months is fine with me to have visible abs. In Houston, in Texas, I said that's pretty damn good. The funny thing about Texas versus LA, California, I tell people this. I'm like, for every juice bar that you see in LA, they have a juice bar at every fucking corner. A $9 juice, you know, get your shot of wheatgrass. I don't understand who the fuck's paying $9 for juice. But in Texas, for every juice bar in California, it's fast food. In Texas, it's Whataburger, Sonic, McDonald's, you know, Arby's, fucking Denny's, and IHOP, and it's crazy. I remember driving back to Texas from California when I was younger. It's nuts. You see fast food on every corner. That's why Texas is the fattest state in the country. Houston is the fattest city in the nation. You know what I mean? And I'm going to have visible abs, and I'm going to become a billionaire in Texas. How I want to organize my life, I want at least four. I want to start with four different properties. I'll declare my homestead in Texas for tax reasons. But I want something in the north, maybe Chicago. I want something in the east, like New York. And I want something in the west, like LA or San Francisco, Silicon Valley or Southern California. Something like that. You know? Maybe summer lodge in Alaska. My dad's got a cabin in Alaska, so I want to one-up him. I want to get a $1 million cabin on the Kenai, directly on the waterfront. You know what I mean? Just because I fucking can. For everything you've ever said about my work ethic, I'm gonna get the $1 million one. Yeah, take that. And that'll be fun. I want to live in London. I want to live in Shanghai. I want to live in Hong Kong, you know. And I want to be able to take 2-3-4 week vacations and remotely manage my business from my phone and my computer. I've been wanting that forever. I've always been like, that would be so cool. Because I love freedom and travel. And what's the ultimate freedom? You know what I mean? I'm not chained by any location. I'm universal. I want to be the universal plug, right? My business is worldwide. It's just replication. You know, our DNA, on the smallest level, living organisms replicate their DNA. You know? Millions, if not billions of years ago, it was just single-celled, like what? Plankton and algae, right? Somehow they learn how to replicate. It starts replicating. It feeds off of sunlight. Isn't that crazy? All it feeds off of is light, right? Replicates itself. Now there's water. Now there's oxygen. You know, now there's nitrogen. Keeps replicating, okay? What is business success? Replication. What are the first three letters of that word? Fucking reps, okay? Rep it out. Everything is repetition. Everything is discipline. Everything is overdrive. Everything is fucking beast mode. Beast mode motivation. That's a good book by Knight Rider. I might actually get that right now on Audible. I wouldn't mind listening to some beast mode. Fucking beast mode! 5 a.m. Killing it. I slept 6 hours. You know, less than ideal, but fuck, man. I'm trying to be in bed by 8 or 9 p.m. The sun doesn't even set until 8:30. You know what I mean? I'm taking melatonin at 7:30 p.m. You know what I mean? If that's not fucking all-in discipline, then what the fuck is? Okay. Anyways, beast mode, rep it out. I'm going to have the lifestyle of my dream because I'm willing to pay the price. And they say, subconsciously, you know what you're supposed to do, right? Subconsciously, everybody knows what they're supposed to do. So, you do what you got to do. You do. I'm a doo-doo on you. And that's how we're going to do it. Shout out to my listeners. Shout out to my subscribers. I'm not really doing this for more follows. I'm doing this to put motivation in the world. I hope you guys understand. I don't particularly care how many people follow me, but I would follow myself. So, listen, put motivation into the world. We are in constant demand of red energy. If I had an exchange rate, I would exchange 10 to 1. I would make my red 10 times more expensive than any other energy. That's my exchange rate, 10 to 1. So, you want to do business with me energetically? People are like, I don't even know what the fuck that means. Listen, I don't need your brain to know what it means. Your subconscious and your heart knows what it means. You know what I'm saying fundamentally. It's a 10 to 1 ratio. You want this shit, it's 10x. Okay, so thanks for doing business. Keep on keeping on. Fucking kill it. Fucking game time, baby. Driving through the city of Houston. I always felt like San Antonio was lacking a proper skyline. Houston's skyline feels like a mitochondria. The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. It's not flashy like Dallas. I think Dallas skyline looks better, but I think the Houston skyline, that's power, man. That's power right there. Look at all these buildings. Bright and early. Get it right, get it tight.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.